gone to the 50, a burst to the 40, alone to the 20. Damien Harris to the house. Touchdown, Patriots.
What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault. That clip, Damien Harris cashed not one, but two bets for us. Welcome into a celebratory, very happy and very fun edition of the Daily Juice Podcast, because I told you I had so much riding on that game. I had so many free bets. That was a 7-unit win for me last night. We hit everything. Now, the podcast up 2.3 units, I think was what we're up from last night. Patriots plus three. Bang. Always sprinkle money line, right? I had a full big, I had like three bets on the money line. So at plus 120, that was significant for the Patriots to win that game outright against the Buffalo Bills. But man, I mean, Damien Harris, anytime touchdown, Damien Harris over 46 and a half yards rushing, huge. Two field goals. Nick Folk hit them both, even money, half a unit, that hit as well. So overall, officially, it's a 4-0 day. Up over 2 units on the podcast. For me, though, my goodness gracious. Money line, plus 2.5, plus 3, plus 9. Same game parlay, or same game teaser. Teaser plus 9 with Sunday Night Football. Teaser with a game, I forget which other game I had with a teaser. I just had so many things going on that game. That was just absolutely a monster outcome for the Patriots to win that game outright. And the coolest thing, not just the fact that last night was incredibly one of those nights that I've been missing and lacking. I haven't had one of those nights in a really long time. But we have Belichick, who goes to Buffalo in prime time and throws the football 3 times. The Patriots go on the road in hostile conditions, awful weather, and they run the ball like they're Army Navy. I mean, what in the holy hell was that? Incredible. Josh Allen didn't throw 2 picks, but he was inaccurate throwing the football in the wind. Missed field goal was big. Man, what a performance. It had been like 50 years since somebody in the NFL had run the ball that many times and thrown the ball that few times and won a game in the NFL. Belichick is an absolute master. He absolutely, coach of the year, most likely was just sewed up. Plus 350 we've got, or I guess plus 300 officially. I've got plus 350 on Belichick to win coach of the year. I told you it was going to come down to that game last night. He had to win that game, and they won the game outright. Pats go into the bye with the number one seed in the AFC. The number one seed. With a rookie quarterback who just threw 3 passes on the road against the team that won the division last year. Oh, my word. What a win. What a night. This podcast being brought to you by BetMGM, a place where I won a bunch of money last night thanks to their free wagers that they gave me. $10 to win $150 on any event. Use the promo code JUICE150 at BetMGM, BetMGM.com. I did it in New Jersey, and I am very excited to withdraw that money coming out of the account coming up later on today. So very cool stuff. Very fun. If you're in a state with BetMGM, check that out. Juice150 when you sign up for a new account. $10 on your first bet. You win $150 in free wagers. They give you $350 bets, at least in Jersey. They give you $350 bets to do whatever you want with. And I put them on the Patriots. Money line. For the Patriots. Very cool, very big stuff. This podcast always found wherever you get your audio podcasts, on YouTube as well. I did a show yesterday and the guy said that he always listens to or watches the Juice on YouTube. The first thing he does when he gets up in the morning and looks around for content is he comes over to our YouTube channel and, you know, comes over and watches the Juice. So I appreciate the support and I appreciate you guys watching it as well as listening to the Daily Juice podcast, because I am a very happy camper today after what happened with the Patriots. And it's my team. Like, on top of everything else, this was my team that we did this with. So very cool, exciting game, big night, big W's, big money. All right, for tonight, I've got 2 college basketball plays. I've got 1 NBA play, and I'm going to have a couple of player props. I'll give you guys in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, or underneath me here on YouTube to get in to the Discord channel. We're over 10,000 users on YouTube. If you're on our Discord channel, If you're here on YouTube and you haven't hit subscribe, do that. Hit subscribe so we can get our numbers up. We're trying to get to 10,000 by the end of football. So we're at like 7,500. So help us there. There's more Discord users than subscribers on YouTube. That doesn't make any sense. Come on now. Let's go. Give us a click. Give us a simple subscribe. Doesn't take anything. Let's do that. Okay. Big stuff there. All right. Two basketball games, both in New York. I got plays on each of them that I want to get to. And then one NBA team, one NBA pick because, well, it's Celtics Lakers. I mean, not only do we get Patriots versus the Bills, we get Celtics Lakers tonight. I wonder what Matt's betting on. I'll give you that play coming up here in just 1 second. But let's start with Tennessee taking on Texas Tech. Line's 3.5. New York, neutral site for this one. Tennessee 4-3 against the number. Texas Tech 4-3 as well. On the road, Tennessee is 2-1 against the spread, 0-2 for Texas Tech away from home. Keep that in mind. They're 4-1 at home. Two games in a row for Tennessee, Colorado and Presbyterian. They have covered both those games, winning by 15 as 5.5-point favorites against Colorado and winning by 42 against Presbyterian. This team lost to Villanova by 18 points, but beat North Carolina in the next game by 17 points. I think Tennessee's a pretty good basketball team. I really do. I think they're a good basketball team. I think they're going to be a factor in the SEC. Texas Tech, I don't know. Okay. Texas Tech hasn't really played anybody. They played Providence in their last game and they lost by 4. They have blown out Lamar, Nebraska, Omaha, Incarnate the Word. Yup. Prairie View, Grambling State, North Texas. Okay. They have, you know, they have a decent record. They're 6-1 straight up, but they lost to Providence on the road in their last game. I don't like Texas Tech here. I don't think they've played the same caliber of competition. I think Tennessee is better. They're only laying 3.5 points. Kind of a surprise here. I'm going to lay the 3.5. Tennessee -3 tonight. First game. It's a 7:00 Eastern time tip in New York at MSG. Tennessee -3.5. Second game, Villanova and Syracuse. Total is 145. Little low because that Syracuse 2-3 zone. Villanova, 9.5-point favorites. Both these teams are 4-4 to the number, 2-3 Nova on the road to the number, 2-2 to Syracuse off away from home. Last game out, though, Nova wins by 29 points over St. Joseph. They won by 15 against Penn, didn't cover there, beat LaSalle by 26 in the Big Five in Philadelphia. They lost by 6 to Purdue. They melted in that game, okay? Their depth got tested and they melted. They beat Tennessee by 18. They lost to UCLA in a very similar way. But I don't think Syracuse has the depth to really bother Nova. Instead, you have the zone busting Villanova 3-point shooting that I think will come into play in a big, big way here. Nova this year is shooting 42.2% from behind the arc. That's 7th best in the country. Okay. How do you beat the 2-3 zone? Skip pass. 3-point shot, bang, 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 knock it down, right? It's a big number, 9.5, but I'm comfortable here. I think defensively, Nova can slow down Syracuse. I think offensively, I think Nova's going to have their way here with Syracuse in this 2-3 zone. I think they'll shoot him out of it. Syracuse will have a tough time stopping the threes. Nova laying the 9.5. I'm taking Villanova, half a unit. Sorry, I should have said the first. Tennessee, half a unit. Villanova, half a unit. 9.5. Nova, lay the 9.5. Lay the 3.5. We're Tennessee for college basketball here. Two favorites, same venue, same tournament, half a unit on each favorite. Nova -9.5 and laying 3.5 for Tennessee. Okay. NBA basketball. Where am I going? Duh. Boston Celtics against the spread. 13-10-1. Lakers 8-16. Lakers at home are 4-11 against the spread. Yikes. The Boston Celtics are 9-4-1 against the spread. Last time out, Boston on the road at Portland. 1-point dog. They won by 28. On the road against Utah, 8-point dogs. They lost by 7. Philadelphia before that, 3-point favorites. They won by 1 against Toronto on the road, laying 2. They won by 12. Boston has covered 3 of their last 4. And in over their last 10, they're 5-5. For the Lakers, they just lost to the Clippers as 2.5-point favorites. They beat Sacramento by one as a 1-point dog by 25, but against Detroit, laying 10.5 at home, lost, they won by 4. Against Sacramento, laying 7.5, they lost by 4. Again, this is a team at home, 4-11 against the number. Boston Celtics, 9-4-1 against the number. Yes, it looks like a full complement of the Brow and LeBron going for the Lakers. It doesn't matter. I think the Lakers are a broken team. I know Boston has not looked great this season. They've been kind of up and down, but Boston's 13-11, and they understand, you know, what's going on here. They've won 3 of the last 4. They're starting to play better. Lakers are 2-2 in their last 4, but I'm going to take the 2.5 points here. If it goes back up to 3, I would take it there as well. And I don't hate a money line play either with the Celtics. I'll probably be on the money line as well for Boston here, but I'll take the 2.5 points. Boston plus 2.5 on the road at LA for a half a unit. I mean, what am I going to do? Bet against the Celtics? Give me a break. Come on now. They're on TNT. Let's go. Boston against the Lakers. Come on. Easy bet for me. All right. So we'll have a half a unit going, 2 player props coming up in the Discord channel that I'll give you guys to round out. So we're not leaving that half unit hanging. So we got the full 2 units in play here coming up for tonight. So to recap, we're going minus 3.5 Tennessee, half a unit. Minus 9.5 Villanova, half a unit, and taking the 2.5 points with the Boston Celtics on the road at the LA Lakers for a half a unit. My name is Matt Perrault. I'm a happy camper. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.